Tom Gideon, called. Tony Mullen.
Present.
And Howard Kitchen.
Present.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. Next order of business, we have the 2017 election of officers. I propose that we delay that, postpone that, until we have a fifth member assigned to replace Mark Weiss by the commission to the next meeting. If we could?
You might. It might be better.
Please make the motion. Second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of postponing?
Aye.
Bob, would you give us the explanation of public hearing procedures and presentation of exhibits?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the January 18th, 2017 Board of Adjustment public hearing. The Board of Adjustment public hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed by a video and any questions for staff. As the chairman indicated, if you do wish to comment upon an application this evening, you must sign in at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
The governing statutes, please.
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to, number one, hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. Number two, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And number three, whereby reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege, to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning map and regulations.
Those wishing to speak tonight, would you please stand to be sworn in? Raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to give honest and truthful testimony to this board today?
I swear.
Thank you. We have one appeal, Mr. Ashley, for Emerald Point LLC.
Yes. Before we begin, I thought it might be good to offer them the, since there's just three members in attendance, the ability to either be heard this evening or to postpone.
Okay. What Mr. Ashley is saying, since we don't have a full board, it's the applicant has the opportunity to wait until the next meeting when we do have a full board, or we can continue tonight since we do have a quorum.
Mr. Commissioner, Vincent O'Flaherty, attorney on behalf of the developer, we wish to proceed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is case number 2016-2A. The request is an appeal of the planning administrator's stop work order on construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision. The applicant is Emerald Point LLC, and the representatives are Vincent O'Flattery and Bruce Menke. The property in question is phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision. It's located at the southwest intersection of State Highway 265 and Hillhaven Road, Hollister, Missouri. We've got it highlighted right here, and we'll zoom into the property in question. It's located in the Scott Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property in question. The request, the applicant, Emerald Point LLC, is seeking to appeal the planning administrator's decision to place a stop work order on all ongoing road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision until such time that a form of security is provided to the to Taney County that is in compliance with the provisions of both RSMO 64.825 and also Article 8, Section 6 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. The background and site history on this: on December 20th, 1993, the Taney County Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 1993-225, and that granted the original conceptual approval of a multi-use residential development on approximately 604 acres. Over the next 18 years, the developer sought Planning Commission approval for additional Division 3 permits for each individual phase of this subdivision. On July 26, 1994, a contractual agreement was executed between Gary and Patsy Snaden and the Taney County Planning Commission, referenced as a performance guarantee. This performance guarantee was to act as the security ensuring the construction of improvements within the Emerald Point subdivision, such as streets, water, sewer, and utility services. At that point, Mr. and Mrs. Snaden placed 37,500 shares of stock in a privately held company, Roark Club Incorporated, in escrow to serve as the infrastructure security in question. This original performance guarantee was signed by Gary and Patsy Snaden and the acting planning administrator at the time, John Soutie, and the escrow agent, Marvin Motley. The initial performance guarantee was to either be mutually terminated by both parties or would expire within 5 years from the date of the original execution. So it was to expire on July 26, 1999. On September 27th of 1999, this original performance guarantee was amended, allowing for the extension of the agreement for a period of 10 years from the initial execution. This extended the agreement through July 26th of 2004. This amendment was signed by Mr. and Mrs. Snaden and also the acting planning administrator at the time, Robert C. Hall. On May 19th, 2008, the Planning Commission approved Division 3 Permit 2008-29, approving a request by Emerald Point LLC to plat 50 acres more or less into 160 residential lots. And this is the subject property in question. Now this is phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision. On September 17, 2008, Gary and Patsy Snaden signed a second amendment to the performance guarantee. However, the second amendment to the original agreement was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The intent of the second amendment was to extend the period of the agreement to July 26, 2009. However, since the agreement was not signed by the county, it's only binding upon all parties with the proper execution of an agreement by all parties. On September 18, 2008, the final plat of Emerald Point Phase 12 was signed by the planning administrator at that time and filed with the Recorder of Deeds office. On February 22nd, 2016, Bruce Menke provided the Taney County Planning Department office with a PDF copy of a third amendment to the performance guarantee. However, once again, the third amendment to this original agreement was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The intent of this second amendment was to extend the period of the agreement for 5 years from July 26, 2014. As stated previously, an agreement is only binding upon all parties with the proper execution of an agreement by all parties, basically. On May 4th, 2016, the planning administrator wrote a letter to Mr. Menke indicating that the most recent amendment was not signed or accepted by a representative of Taney County. The letter further indicated that both the Taney County subdivision regulations and the Missouri revised statutes spell out in great detail the forms of security for infrastructure improvements that may be accepted by the Planning Commission on behalf of the County Commission. Simply put, a security based upon stock in a private company is not acceptable to the county pursuant to both provisions of Missouri revised statutes and also the provisions of the subdivision regulations. After several months and no response from the representatives of Emerald Point LLC, on August 9th, 2016, the planning administrator sent a notice of violation to the representative. This notice of violation requested that the developer provide a form of security to Taney County in compliance with the provisions of both RSMO 64.825 and also Article 8, Section 6 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. Following the sending of the notice of violation, representatives from Taney County met with and corresponded with representatives from Emerald Point LLC at various times throughout August, September, and October. The written correspondence, of course, was included in the Board of Adjustments packet. On September 21st, 2016, after discovering that construction was continuing on the roadways within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision without the provision of a valid security to Taney County, the planning administrator issued a stop work order for any road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision. Of course, now Emerald Point LLC is appealing that stop work order. This appeal application, as you know, was originally scheduled for December 21st. And was postponed to till today's hearing date. In review, the applicant is appealing the planning administrator's decision to place a stop work order on all ongoing road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision until such time that a form of security is provided to Taney County that is compliant with both the provisions of state statute and the subdivision regulations. Please note that even the performance bond requirements of the Development Guidance Code in place in 2008 also reference the same statute for surety requirements. The stop work order has been enacted for all ongoing road construction activities within the Emerald Point subdivision due basically to the developer's failure to provide a proper security that complies with state law and also county regulations. The Taney County Legal Department has indicated that the road infrastructure currently being constructed shall be constructed in compliance with the current road standards. The Legal Department has further indicated that the approval of a Division 3 permit 2008-29 by the Planning Commission and the filing of the final plat with the Recorder of Deeds office does not absolve the developer from the requirement of constructing the roads in compliance with the current Taney County road standards. Simply put, the roadways within Phase 12 of the Emerald Point subdivision are currently being constructed. Therefore, said road infrastructure shall be constructed in compliance with the current regulations. And this is basically a diagram of the current road standards that would apply to that type of residential street. In review, the review continued, the developer has refused to submit road construction plans, making it impossible for a valid cost estimate to be performed for the infrastructure costs